Today is the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, and it's dedicated to the Virgin Mary. But this morning, I woke up with another person on my mind and on my heart. Why? Today's the end of an incredible year, the year of St. Joseph. And I received so many graces and I grew so much because of St. Joseph that I've got a heavy heart for those who did not encounter St. Joseph. And also I'm a little concerned that because the year of St. Joseph is over, that a lot of us are gonna let go of our special devotion and the special attention that we've given to him. So in this video, I'm gonna give you three ways that not only that you can maintain a relationship with St. Joseph, but you can really grow it and you can feel his protection and his provision in your life. The first tip is extremely powerful because it was recommended by St. Joseph himself. St. Joseph appeared to St. Faustina Kowalska and he said to her, "I will help you, I will provide for you, I will protect you, but I want you to pray three prayers, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, the Glory Be, and the Memorare of St. Joseph." So what is the Memorare to St. Joseph? Many of you are familiar with the Memorare to the Virgin Mary written by St. Bernard. You simply take that prayer and replace the name of Mary with the name of Joseph. Wherever it says, "My mother say, my father." And this is a prayer that is powerful. Think about what the words are saying. Never was it known that anyone who went to St. Joseph was left unaided. And this is confirmed by St. Joseph himself when he recommends this prayer. So I encourage you, add this to your daily prayers. I will put the words for that prayer in the description section of this video. I will also put links to where you can buy prayer cards like this. What I have done is I've completely replaced the Memorare to the Virgin Mary with the Memorare to St. Joseph. After I pray my rosary, I include the Memorare to St. Joseph. You have to understand that the role of St. Joseph was what? To provide for, to protect the Holy Family. If you've consecrated yourself over to the Virgin Mary, you're truly a child of the Virgin Mary. It is the role of St. Joseph to provide for, to protect, and to raise the children of Mary, to raise Jesus. So we give ourselves to Mary because Jesus did. We entrust ourselves to St. Joseph because Jesus did. So I encourage you, pray the Memorare to St. Joseph every single day. Now, if you're in a bind, this is what I recommend you do. If you're really in a jam, if you need St. Joseph's protection, if you need St. Joseph's provision, try praying the 911 Novena to St. Joseph. What is that? Nine Memorares. One litany of St. Joseph for one intention. Do that for 9 days in a row, and that's power. For this next tip, we're going to have to take a journey to my office. So many of you have seen my office before, but you haven't seen it from this angle. The reason I wanted to bring you here was for tip number two, to helping you to grow your devotion to St. Joseph and to keep him alive in your heart and your memory long after this year of St. Joseph has come to a close. So the second tip is this, get religious art of St. Joseph. So over my shoulder, I have an image of St. Joseph. It's a beautiful image. I'm gonna ask Claire to put that on her Etsy store so that you guys can check it out. Also, I'm a big fan of the sleeping St. Joseph. What I will do is often, I will put my intentions underneath his pillow and I will joke with people and I will say, "St. Joseph answers prayers. We just have to wake him up with our prayers." What prayer? The Memorare of St. Joseph, the Litany of St. Joseph, the 911 St. Joseph Novena. Now, I just made a promise that I have to make sure that I can keep. I just said, I'll ask Claire to put this on her Etsy store. Let me go ask her if she can do that for you. Okay, my brothers and sisters, we're gonna go see if Claire's in her office, but I see my boy Ben. Look, it's sleeping St. Ben. Benjamin, wake up. Is your full name Benjamin?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And look, on his desk, he has the exact same St. Joseph that I'm gonna ask Claire to put on her Etsy store. But I'm gonna go ahead and be very clear. I've got a magnanimous spirit. I try not to be pusillanimous. These are big words that I just learned. That's why I'm using them. What am I saying? I'm going to ask her to put a big one on there. And I'm going to say, keep the price as low as possible, possibly under $30. Okay, let's go see if she can do it. So she's in her office?
Yes.
He was pretending to sleep. I said, be a sleeping Saint Ben. Whoops. I'm new to vlogging, folks, so I just broke a bunch of things. Claire, my friend.
Yes.
What are you working on?
What did you just break?
Something that belonged to you. What are you working on?
Seven Sorrows Rosary.
Oh, hey, who's that guy in there? Oh, who's that guy in there? Seven Sorrows Rosary. Sorry, this is getting out of hand. Claire, I have a favor to ask of you.
Yes, what would you like?
I would like you to make the biggest, most beautiful canvas of Saint Joseph, and I want it as cheap as possible, and I want it as soon as possible. Can you make that happen?
I can make that happen.
All right, so we will put a link to Claire's Etsy store, and I can assure you the quality of the one that I have on my wall is outstanding, and I'm pretty sure we can get it for under $30. All right, let's go to tip number three. The final tip I have for you to strengthen your relationship with Saint Joseph is to take seriously and to do the consecration to Saint Joseph if you have not. When I first heard about it, I was a little bit hesitant because I'm all in for the Virgin Mary. I'm totus tuus Maria. And in prayer, I felt like Our Lady was saying, there's a man who loves me more than you. And there's a man who said it first. The man who said totus tuus Maria first was Saint Joseph. And you will find that if you do this consecration, Saint Joseph will help you to become more of a man. I know very good and virtuous men who, after having made their consecration to Saint Joseph, took their spirituality to a whole new level. They began to become daily mass attenders. They began to live more pure lives. They began to work harder and to sacrifice for their families. They began to stand up against the culture. And I am confident that Saint Joseph has a role to play in every single one of our lives. So take seriously the consecration to Saint Joseph. Before we conclude, I would like to thank Father Donald Calloway. Father, thank you so much for bringing Saint Joseph into my life and to the lives of countless souls all across this world. I said earlier that I was a little bit sad that the year of Saint Joseph was coming to a close, but I truly believe that something big is happening. And it starts today. It starts with the end of the year of Saint Joseph. If you look at the history of salvation, what did the history of salvation start with? First came Joseph, then came Mary, then came Jesus. And I really believe that this year of Saint Joseph has planted seeds that are going to bear fruit for all of eternity, and it is going to be the beginning of the ushering in of the reign of the Virgin Mary and the reign of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. So join me and conclude this video by praying the Memorare of Saint Joseph. Think of an intention. What is it that's in your heart? What do you really need? A provider, a protector, a terror of demons? What kind of spiritual thing do you need that you can ask Saint Joseph for? Let's ask for that together now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Saint Joseph, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Father. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O foster Father of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you, God love you, and we'll see you very soon.